an explosion in the numbers of deer, you know, around this part of the country and in Kerry and that side of the parts of Ireland. And I say it's largely due to the, you know, proliferation of forestry and woodlands and all of that, like where there's more ground and more places to live, there's going to be more deer and they'll do better and breed better. But I suppose those, you know, deer's been left along rivers and stuff like that, totally out of order, you know, it's not acceptable in any shape and form. Obviously, these are cowboys just coming in and, you know, they're just going for the heads, the antlers of the male or the stags. So that wouldn't be right at all. Now, leaving parts of deers on the ground, FCA, it's a health hazard, it's a disease risk, and that's totally out of bounds. Like, there is licenses and there is a way to do them, deer culls and all of that. And it's largely with agreement between farmers in an area, and the hunter comes in and, you know, they get agreement from the farmers and they work to a plan to gather the deer, head them for the hill or whatever it is, and surround them and you know, reduce the numbers that way. It's not much use getting stags so much, because the does, the female deer, they're the ones that's doing all the breeding and everything else. So there is a time scale for hunting, and that's open season now for culls.
And Michael, because yeah, we're hearing that a good number of farmers are up in arms about the situation, and does it kind of sound like that maybe some hunters are capitalising on the explosion of the deer population, in the sense that they are using them for more kind of trophy hunting than anything else?
Well, that could very well be the case, David. You know, there is such a lot of deer around, and I see them every day now, you know, travelling to South Sligo, you see them out in the open, like you wouldn't see that years ago. So that's possibly what's happening. There is, as I say, license, there's a section 42 there, I think it's called. So, you know, you can get license to do a cull, but, like, you have to bring the whole body with you. You can't leave parts of the deer around on you. So it could be, you know, just as a monetary gain, like deer is good meat, and I would assume, you know, that if it's no TB or anything like that, I don't know how to do these tests or what's the story with it, but it looks like, you know, just a bit of speculation and trying to take a bit of money out of that, and a bit of sport maybe for that matter. And of course, as you said, the stags, the antlers are kind of trophies, or, you know,